This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to an attorney, Lexi Ping. First name is L-E-X-I-E, Ping, P-I-N-G, of the Schiller Law Office, address on file. Dear Ms. Ping, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Pedro Servitad, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is P-E-D-R-O, last name is S-E-R-V-I-T-A-D, period. On March 5th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, took the history directly from the patient via a translator, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient injured his left shoulder on or about September 17th, 2022, while lifting wood pallets at work, period. He works as a delivery driver, period. This injury resulted in surgery on March 30th, 2023, period. Despite treatment, he's still having pain and diminished range of motion with diminished strength involving the left shoulder, period. New paragraph. His left shoulder pain occurs with diminished range of motion and diminished strength, period. It is described as an intermittent type pain, period. It is worse with movement, period. It is a stabbing and needle type pain with numbness, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down to the elbow, period. This did require surgery, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, ENT examination was negative, period. Extraocular muscles were intact, period. Pupils were equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Examination of the cervical area was unremarkable, period. Thyroid exam was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the right shoulder was unremarkable, period. Examination of the left shoulder was abnormal with diminished range of motion, period. Flexion was diminished by 24 degrees, extension diminished by 18 degrees, Adduction was diminished by 14 degrees, abduction, ABD, abduction diminished by 40 degrees, internal rotation diminished by 18 degrees, and external rotation diminished by 14 degrees, period. There was crepitus on range of motion of the left shoulder, period. There was tenderness and diminished strength involving the left shoulder, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished strength in the left hand, period. There was diminished sensation involving the left palm, period. Reflexes were normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, left rotator cuff injury, bursitis, capsulitis, pain, near complete tears of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus, superior labral tear resulting in surgery on March 30th, 2023. Number 2, left arm trauma, pain, tendinopathy, and strain, period. The above two diagnoses were directly caused by the work injury of September 17th, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. I, Dr. Mandel, disagree with the prior impairment rating, as I mentioned earlier in this report, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition, by the AMA, referring you to Table 15-5, the patient qualifies for an 11% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 7% whole body impairment utilizing table 15-11, period. By permanent impairment, I am inferring that the patient will have permanent pain and diminished range of motion for the remainder of his entire life, period. As the patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the left shoulder area, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing medications utilizing over-the-counter medications will cost $85 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Some additional shoulder injections will cost $2,000, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.